My spirituality is revealed outside of me, number one, from Degel Machane Ephraim. One who truly wants to serve the Creator must include himself with all creations, connect himself with all the souls, include himself with them, and they with him. That is, you should leave for yourself only what is needed for connection of the Shekhinah. So to speak, this requires closeness in many people. For the more people serve the Creator, the more the light of the Shekhinah appears to them. For this reason, one must include himself with all the people and with all creations, and raise everything to their root, to the correction of the Shekhinah.
Let's continue.
Number two, Baal HaSulam, letter four. You lack nothing but to go out to a field that the Lord is blessed and collect all those flaccid organs that have been dropped from your soul and join them into a single body. In that complete body, the Creator will instill His Shekhinah incessantly, and the fountain of intelligence and high streams of light will be as a never-ending fountain.
Number three.
It is a great rule that a person himself is called a creature, meaning only he alone. Other than him, it is already considered the holy Shekhinah. It follows that when he prays for his contemporaries, it is considered that he is praying for the holy Shekhinah, which is in exile, and needs all the salvations. This is the meaning of eternity. And precisely in this manner, the light of mercy can be revealed. We'll read it again.
Time being, let's keep going, Michael.
Number four, Baal HaSulam Shamati. One must think only of the inner body, for it is a clothing for the soul of Kedusha. That is, one should think thoughts that are after one's skin. This means that after the body's skin, it is called outside one's body, meaning outside one's own benefit, but only thoughts of benefiting others. This is called outside one's skin.
Again, no more questions, we'll go back to the text.
Number five. When one persists with thoughts that are after one's skin, he will be rewarded with what is written. And after my skin, they broke this. And from my flesh shall I see God. This is the Shekhinah, and she stands after one's skin. Broke means that it has been corrected to be a pillar after my skin. At that time one is awarded, and from my flesh I shall see God. This means that the holiness comes and clothes the interior of the body, specifically when one agrees to work outside one's skin, meaning without any clothing. So, come on.
Excerpt number six. Because the Creator does not think of himself, whether he exists or whether he watches over his creations, and other such doubts. Similarly, one who wishes to achieve equivalence of form must not think of these things as well, when it's clear to him that the Creator does not think of them, since there is no greater disparity of form than that. Hence, anyone who thinks of such matters is certainly separated from him and will never achieve equivalence of form. And this is what our sages said, let all your actions be for the sake of the Creator. That is, dvikut with the Creator. Do not do anything that does not yield this goal of Dvikut, adhesion. This means that all your actions will be to bestow and to benefit your fellow person. At that time, you will achieve equivalence of form with the Creator. As all His actions are to bestow and to benefit the others, so you, all your actions will be only to bestow and to benefit others. And this is the complete Dvikut.
Please.
If there are a few people in the collective who can reach the goal of the Dvikut with the Creator, and this will bring the Creator more contentment than if he himself were rewarded with nearing the Creator, he excludes himself. Instead, he wishes for the Creator to help them, because this will bring more contentment above than from his own work. For this reason, he prays for the collective, that the Creator will help the entire collective and will give them that feeling, meaning they receive satisfaction from being able to bestow upon the Creator to bring Him contentment. And since everything requires an awakening from below, He gives the awakening from below, and others will receive the awakening from above, to whomever the Creator knows will be more beneficial for the Creator.
Mm-hmm. And Shilot.
Michal, where are we?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, except number 8. When one completes one's work in love of others and bestowal upon others through the final point, one also completes one's love for the Creator and bestowal upon the Creator. And there is no difference between the two, for anything that is outside one's body, meaning outside one's self-interest, is judged equally, either to bestow upon one's friend or to bestow contentment upon one's maker.
We need to understand that if we really want... Michael?
Excerpt number 9. And the sign for the body's complete correction is when one feels that one's soul exists in the whole of Israel, in each and every one of them, for which he does not feel himself as an individual, for one depends on the other. At that time, he is complete, flawless, and the soul truly shines on him in its fullest power, as it appeared in Adam HaRishon.
Again. 10.
Number 10. Once I have acquired this above-mentioned clothing, sparks of love promptly begin to shine within me. The heart begins to long to unite with my friends, and it seems to me that my eyes see my friends, my ears hear their voices, my mouth speaks to them, the hands embrace, the feet dance in a circle, in love and joy together with them. And I transcend my corporeal boundaries. I forget the vast distance between my friends and me, and the outstretched land for many miles will not stand between us. It is as though my friends are standing right within my heart and see all that is happening there. And I become ashamed of my petty acts against my friends. Then I simply exit the corporeal vessels, and it seems to me that there is no reality in the world except my friends and I. And after that, even the I is cancelled and is immersed, mingled in my friends, until I stand and declare that there is no reality in the world, only the friends.
Ken. Yeah.